those places are called swamps.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You ever hear people around here use the word marsh?
Marsh. Not very often.
Don't hear that?
No, sir.
Okay. Say if a man had a piece of land with some water on it, and he wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you say they were doing to it to get the water off?
Well, they'd cut a ditch through it and drain it.
Drain it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, around here, what do people call a little bit of fresh water flowing along?
Well, they have creeks that are called freshwater creeks. And we don't have any lakes that we call freshwater lakes because they're still all the time. Fresh water would come under the head of something that's moving all the time.
Yes. Do the creeks around here have names?
Yes. We have Savoy Creek, Cane Creek, and several different names like that.
Any rivers nearby?
Well, we don't have any river nearby. We have a river over around Aberdeen, and Tombigbee River.
Yes, sir. What would you call a place in the land that's been cut out, been eaten out over the years by water flowing along until maybe it's about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across?
Well, you call it gully land. Gully.
You ever hear people around here say ravines?
Ravines?
Yes.
They don't use that much around here. Shut up.
Something else you probably don't have around here, something, if it gets a lot bigger than a hill, you call that a regular?
Call that a regular mountain, but we don't have any around here.
Do you have any idea what you would call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
No, I don't believe I do.
Maybe a cliff?
Yeah, that's right. A cliff.
You were talking about having just one cliff, but two.
Same
word, just more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Yeah, two cliff.
Mm-hmm. What would you call, in the old westerns, the gunfighters, whenever they shot somebody, they carved one of these in the handle of their gun?
Yeah. Yeah, they would cut notches in the gun.
And what would you call a place where a boat would stop and unload all of its freight?
A boat landing.
Would that be the same thing as a wharf?
Well, it'd be the same thing, but they do have two different names. But it would be the same thing. Landing where they unload.
Okay. And what about a place in the mountains where water falls a long distance?
It's a waterfall. If it's very much water, it do have a name. It do have a name, but I don't know right now. Not thinking what it's named. But we do have a name for where the water falls from the mountain.
You ever hear anybody call it a pour over?
Pour over, yeah, that's right, pour over.
Okay. Most of the roads around here, what are they made out of, the surface?
Well, we got a few concrete roads, most of them blacktop.
What do you call that black sticky stuff that those blacktop roads?
Well, it's made out of tar and some kind of chemicals they put in it and sand.
I see. Do you have any roads around here that just don't have any surface at all?
Oh yeah, we have just regular rock roads. We have some of those.
What kind?
Rock roads, just regular common rock roads.
I see.
Most all the roads around here are rock. We have some few that's not rock. They are